Hello, everybody. My name is Arvind Hariri. I am your host for the BHS podcast. We are on episode 4 now. Wow, 4 whole episodes. Anyways, today I am joined by Matilda Hallowell, and she is with Go Ahead Shred. And so explain to us, what is Go Ahead Shred? Who are you? Do the whole shebang.
All right. I'm Matilda, and I'm the vice president of Go Ahead Shred, which is a club here at Berklee High School, which works with a nonprofit organization called Ski Duck to facilitate reduced price trips to Lake Tahoe to ski at Squaw Valley Ski Resort. So basically, we work with the nonprofit who provides $20 ski trips for students. $20.
Wow.
For students who qualify for the free and reduced lunch program. And so it really just provides an opportunity for students who some have never even seen the snow, and most have not ever skied or snowboarded before. So it's a really awesome opportunity for people who wouldn't normally get the chance to ski because it's ridiculously expensive.
Right. How much would it normally cost to go for like a day trip like this?
So normally a day trip, like the lift ticket itself would be over $100, probably yeah. Around $120. Then you add on rentals. You have to find clothing, obviously warm clothing, which you might have to buy or rent, plus lunch, plus your form of transportation to get to Tahoe. It easily adds up to a few hundred dollars at the end of the day. So yeah, the $20 covers
all
the
of
lift ticket, the rentals, and a lesson once you get to the
summer. Wow, a lesson as well. Yeah. Okay. So like, so do they have to come with like warm clothing or?
Yeah, we do like suggest that they bring like layers, I guess you could call them.
Mm-hmm.
But the nonprofit Ski Duck actually also provides like ski jackets and ski pants and goggles and helmets.
Well, that's super cool. So what is Ski Duck exactly? Like, where are they based? What's up with them?
Ski Duck is, like I said, a nonprofit that is based here in the Bay Area.
Oh, cool.
And they are partnered with Squaw Valley. So they work with Squaw Valley to have Squaw Valley donate these basically free lift tickets and lessons.
That's super cool. And how'd you guys get in contact? Like,
Lily Baker, the president of Go Ahead Shred, originally got in contact with Ski Duck, and once I joined the club, she had already formed a partnership with them.
That's cool. Yeah. Are you guys doing anything with Sports Basement right now?
Yeah, we are. So we're also partnered with Sports Basement for the buses that take the group up to Squaw Valley. So they provide us with these awesome, super comfy buses. And that's where we meet at the beginning of the day, is at Sports Basement at 5:30 in the morning. And we all load up on the bus, and they provide snacks and drinks, and yeah, they've been pretty awesome.
That's super cool. What made you join the club in the first place?
I have grown up skiing, and it's a big part of my family, and it's something I really love to do. And so when I met Lily and we became close friends, I just wanted to help her out with the club, and eventually just became more and more involved in what the club was about and what her plans for the club.
Very cool. So you've been skiing all your life, like?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool. Can you do double black diamonds?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing, actually. So generally, would you say that all of the students who are coming are on free and reduced, or is it like a mixture of like kids paying the full price and then kids paying $20?
Yeah, exactly.
What does the bus look like? Oh, so it's both of those?
Yeah, it's a mixture. So it's we usually try and split it 50-50.
50-50.
So we have 50 spots in total, and we usually have 25 students who pay a reduced price, but not obviously not as reduced as the $20 price.
Mm-hmm.
But it is technically still cheaper if they buy their ticket through Sports Basement, because it's kind of like a package deal along with the bus ride.
For sure.
And then we have 25 students who qualify for the free introduced lunch program who get the occasionally $25 trip. So yeah, it's a mix, which is cool.
Is there fundraising that also has to happen, or do your organizations cover everything?
We do fundraise. At the beginning of the school year, we had a couple bake sales here at Berkeley High.
Cool.
And that helped us just like get started and make sure we have like a cushion in case we need any funding for anything. But mostly the Sports Basement and Ski Duck cover most of the finance.
That's great. Okay, so the ski trips themselves, what makes them special?
I think what makes the ski trips special is, like I mentioned, you're with a group of students who you might not normally interact with, let alone go skiing with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what really makes them special is that I'm spending time with and hanging out with and being in nature with just students at Berkeley High who I've never seen before a lot of times, who I've never met before.
Right.
And I think that is what makes them really special, and it's also kind of a bonding activity to like get up early in the morning, like get all cozy on a bus with a big group of people, and then have to do something really challenging all day in the cold weather. And I think that by the end of the day, everyone feels a little bit closer than they did when the day started.
That's super sweet. Do you have any like super memorable like experiences like on one of these trips?
Yeah, I think a super memorable experience would be on the first trip that I attended. I wasn't able to go on the first trip of this year, but the second trip of the year, the Squaw Valley and the nonprofit didn't have lessons to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So Lily and I were in charge of helping people who had never skied or snowboarded.
Oh my god.
So we had a lot of fun, but it was definitely a challenge. And something memorable was working with a student who I had gone to middle school with but had kind of lost contact with and hadn't talked to for a long time. And we ended up spending a couple hours together just on the bunny slope, just working on like figuring out how to maneuver around on skis, which is pretty challenging if you're not used to it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it was also really warm out. So we were like shedding layers and sweating and falling. And she was just a champ throughout it all. And it was pretty memorable to help her out and just get to know her a little better. It was really fun.
Lily, like, I know her personally as well, and, you know, she's one of the most driven, committed people,
yeah.
like, I've ever met. And, like, I don't know, what do you think her leadership has done, like, for the club throughout the past 2 years it's been around?
Yeah, that, I was hoping you'd bring that up, because Lily is just such a leader, first of all, and just a fundamental aspect of the club, obviously, and what the club is about. I think one of her main goals is to really like promote inclusivity mm-hmm. within the whole Berkeley High community, and just have like I said, groups of people who wouldn't normally interact just come together and be able to bond over something. And luckily she like found something that she herself is so passionate about, which I right. think really like drives the club. And like people, you can see it, like you can tell how passionate she is, not only about skiing but about the club itself. Like she calls it her baby, and like she's just so like proud of it and yeah. proud of like how far it's come. And I think that her dedication to it, it just really shows in how far the club has come and how many people love going on the ski trips.
Yeah. What do you think are the plans for the future next year?
Next year is going to be really different just because Lily's not going to be here.
Right, she's graduating.
Yeah, which is really sad, but her legacy will continue on through Go Ahead Shred. I will continue working with Go Ahead Shred, and then hopefully we're going to have other juniors who will be seniors next year kind of join the leadership board so that we have a bigger group, because it is a lot of work. It was a lot of work for Lily alone, and then it was a lot of work for the two of us. So hopefully we're going to have a bigger team, and we're going to continue planning and executing ski trips.
What is it like, actually, like, what is the process of organizing every single ski trip? So, like, I know you guys had one last weekend.
Yeah.
So, like, what was that like from inception to, like, actually making it happen?
So, a lot of the planning actually was done, like, last year and months ago, done by Lily, which is just, like, really technical, like, meticulous paperwork and, like, emailing Sports Basement and creating relationships with the nonprofit. And, yeah, so a lot of it was kind of laying the groundwork. And then the trips themselves, it's a lot about getting the word out. So okay. You might have received some school emails from myself or Lily. So yeah, we definitely prioritize, like, getting those school emails out as early as possible so that the Berkeley High community knows about the ski trips and knows when they are and knows how to get involved.
Do you guys have social media and stuff
too? Yeah, and then Lily does run our Instagram. And so I personally don't have an Instagram, so I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure she posts updates on when the trips are coming up and the details.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also a way to just get people hyped about skiing and being in the snow.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go back to the core element of, like, skiing. Why skiing? Or snowboarding, I guess, since we're being inclusive. Why is that a good way to spend your Saturday or Sunday?
I think that skiing and snowboarding, although it is, like, a very elite sport and
traditionally
costs a lot of money and is catered to, like, upper class white people, I think that this club specifically is kind of trying to
kind of, like, tackle that.
Exactly.
Like, challenge that.
Thank you.
Status quo.
Exactly. Yeah. Challenge the status quo and create an opportunity for people who don't traditionally ski, and maybe their family, maybe that's not an activity that they normally do with their families or their friends. It just, like, creates an opportunity for them to do that. It opens a new door. And who knows, maybe somebody who had never skied before will go just randomly choose to go on a Go Ahead Shred trip, and they'll end up falling in love with skiing, and it'll be a hobby for the rest of their life. Who knows?
Right.
But I think that skiing and snowboarding also, it just creates an opportunity to spend time in nature and really just kind of escape from the everyday grind of school and and family life, which, although enjoyable, can also be exhausting.
It's just like freeing yourself of all of society, kind of.
Exactly. It's kind of just an escape, and you're with new people, and you're using your body, and you're working in the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just all around a really enjoyable way to spend your weekend.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here, Matilda. The community at Berkeley High really appreciates what you do and what the club does. I mean, it really, really is one of a kind, as far as I've seen. So are there any last things that you want to tell the audience? Anything you need to plug? Anything they should know?
If you are passionate about the outdoors and you want to get involved with Go Ahead Shred, you should hit me up, because next year we will be looking for possible candidates to be on our leadership team to help plan our future trips.
Very cool. And how can they reach you?
They can reach me through my student email, which is matildahallowell@students.berkeley.net, or just find me in the hallway. Come say hi.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This has been the Berkeley High Jacket Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next episode.